Hey, Boo! Welcome to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with me, your host, Brandon Foster. Are you a badass peep with big dreams? Ready to turn your unrealistic goals into reality? Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. The unrealistic can suddenly become realistic for you if you believe it. Are you ready to take your dreams and results to the next level? Then stay tuned as we help crack open the door to new ways of impactful thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like you. Confident AF Live starts right now. What up, badass peeps? Welcome to another incredible episode of Confident AF Live. I'm super excited to be here today. This is actually full disclosure, pre-recorded because I'm on a cruise right now. I just believe in honesty and transparency, but I'm super excited for today's episode. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Today, we're talking about what do you do when you get laid off. And this is not something that I was actually planning on talking about today. I actually had a couple other ideas percolating and processing. And however, I always am listening to divine guidance and inspiration and asking, what do the people need to hear, God? What is the best way to encourage people? And someone that I love and adore, indirectly, because they are the significant other of somebody else that I know, was recently laid off. And they shared with me that it was a really trying and difficult time for them and their family, as getting laid off can be. And I got news for you guys. Hey, I've been laid off. I've been laid off. My husband has been laid off twice. And so I thought it would be really amazing for anyone that is who maybe has been laid off or is helping someone who's been laid off what's the mindset? What is the next level mindset? How do you stay in faith? How can you move through this difficult time, this transition period, and not let it steal your joy, not let it steal your happiness, and continue on with your transition, right? And I remember growing up in a faith-based community, and like the idea was like God closes one door and he opens another, which I totally believe. But also it's like, hey God, can we hurry up and open up that other door? Like, why does it have to take so long, God? Like hurry up, let's go. Where's my fast pass for this? Can I scan in 5 minutes early so I can open up that door? Like, seriously, because getting laid off is no fun. Especially when, and the funny thing is the first time my husband and I got exact time. Yeah, that is not a fun situation to be in, especially after you just get married and you just bought a house and it's your husband's birthday and you're watching Wonder Woman and having pizza. And you get this random phone call from somebody else saying, hey, I think you guys are both going to lose your job in like a week. It hasn't been announced yet, but it's probably going to happen. And here's why. And here's how we found out. It's like, you just, no matter how awesome Wonder Woman is, Gal Gadot is, you just don't really care about her saving the world anymore after that. You just don't. The pizza doesn't taste so good. So that happened. And, Cool story. Good ending. Happy ending. We didn't lose our house. All right. We both found better jobs, better opportunities, which is amazing. And recently my husband got laid off again. And it's really interesting for me because I can compare the two different situations and how different they were, because in situation one, which was many, many years ago, I didn't know the importance of mindset. I was not a mindset expert. I was not a next level confidence coach. I wasn't considered, you know, the encourager. I didn't know a lot of these principles that I'm about to share with you. And I certainly didn't understand them. And it was really, really hard because I really felt like I was a victim. I felt like there was no way out. I didn't know what to do. I really felt like the world was like pooping on me. Like God and the world was like pooping on me. It's like, why is this happening? And recently when my husband got laid off, I didn't feel that way. I felt very different. And I know the reason why I felt so different was because of how much I'd grown in my faith in divine, how much I'd grown and how much I know I'm loved and adored, how much I know that my husband is loved and adored, and how much I knew that getting laid off was part of a natural process of letting go, of moving on to something bigger and better. The thing is, it's just redirection. It's just not something you expect. And looking back on like my husband for this most recent time, the company that he was with, if he hadn't been laid off, he probably would have been a lifer. And one of the things about staying with the company for a really long time is you can miss other opportunities and growth that you could experience in other places because you become comfortable. You become comfortable, become complacent. And when you're comfortable and complacent, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you're dying. I mean, look at all the trees, all the things outside and outdoors. They're either growing or dying. There is no in between. So sometimes I feel that being laid off is a redirection, or as my sister, who sent me a really funny meme the other day, she said, when life sends you something you don't expect, just yell plot twist and move on. So plot twist, okay? And that kind of minimizes a little bit, which I talked about in episode one, you're doing way better than you think. When you face a challenge or problem, we can really make it seem way bigger. And if we can minimize it, it can make it smaller and it can allow us to shift into more faith that we're going to be okay and it's going to be fixed. So what I have for you all today, now that I've told you my whole life story almost, is seven things to remember mindset-wise to tell yourself to do when you or someone you love is getting laid off. And I have to say, sometimes the people that you love are not able to hear the truth. They're not able to hear the encouragement through love. But that's okay. And this is for those who are ready to hear, for those who do want some encouragement. And we'll start with number one. God, universe never sets you up for failure, ever. Okay. And it feels like it, right? When you're getting laid off, it's like, oh my gosh. Like, God, I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. I got a car payment. And I just decided to invest more money in my business that I'm pursuing. And now, like, my husband lost his job because that's what I was doing. Like, I was like, cool. Like, my businesses are doing better. And then it's like, God, really? Like, husband is getting laid off? Like, now his business have to do even better, right? Because I don't want pressure on him. The funny thing about that is secretly, I really wanted to pay all of our bills just because I knew it would build my own confidence that I could do it. And that's exactly what happened. So it was a blessing in disguise in that regard. But God, universe never sets you up for failure. So ask to see, the first thing is knowing that God did not set you up for failure, that this layoff, this unexpected transitional phase is not because you're not loved and you're not adored and your best days are over and your future is catastrophic. That is not the reason why this is happening. You have to anchor into that this is happening so that you are redirected to the perfect new opportunity for you, an opportunity that you probably would not have seen, you would have passed up if you had still been at that job. And that's my first thing I want to tell you. The second thing I want to tell you is, well, this isn't listed, but you don't have to go with the first people that offer you a job. And this goes with the whole, like, the girl or guy who really wants the prom date. And so the person asks them out and they really don't want to go with them because they know they're not really the best quality or not what their heart is telling them is the really best match. But they're like, eh, whatever. I guess it's better to go with them than to not have a date at all. And then you have a miserable time. You have a miserable time. Well, you can do the same thing with a job. And so don't settle for a job just because you're so worried and fearful that there's not a better job for you. You are so loved. You're so adored. Why would God not have anything less than the best for you? My husband recently, when he got laid off, decided to go to the first person that asked him out, that gave him a job. It was not the best work environment. It was a toxic work culture, and he was miserable. Great money, miserable, and he ended up quitting. So laid off, quit, looking for a job. So that's 1B, okay? But here is, and this ties into number two, is you got to know your worth. Know your worth. It's a worthiness issue that you are worth it. You are loved and adored by your creator, that you are so loved and so adored by your creator that the talents, the capabilities, the tools that you have inside of you is the perfect blessing for another company. Your uniqueness is a blessing for the company. The friend that I was talking about, they said this job market is horrible. All these companies are laying off all these people, and nobody else has all these people that are laid off have tons more experience than he does. And he was a baby when these people graduated college. Like, all these lies, limiting ideas entertained, as Jim Quick says, or BS stories. And the thing is if you choose to believe that, you will never find the job that's meant for you, because your focus on the job that I want doesn't exist. You don't even believe it's possible. You can't receive anything if you don't believe it's possible, ever. If you believe the perfect job is possible for you and you have faith and you anchor into that, you start to look for it, you will always find it. So for me, when I say know your worth, what I'm saying is that you are so unique, and your skill set and your personality and who you are is so uniquely created to bless that one company, that next best opportunity for you, that of course, it doesn't matter what other people are doing. It doesn't matter who other companies are hiring. It doesn't matter any of that, because nobody can take away that job that is meant for you based on your uniqueness that God, the universe, already has ready for you to go. Number three, you have to move in from hope into faith every day. Every day, boo. It is not a one-off. 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 I mean, there were times with this last time where my husband was laid off for several months where I was like, oh, God. I've encouraged him every day. Why do I have to keep doing this? And the reason is because we're human beings. And as human beings, we often allow our five senses, what we can see, touch, taste, smell, and hear, to determine how we feel. And so on the days that he felt like there was no progress, when he would check Indeed or LinkedIn and he wasn't getting any responses, on the days where he would have an interview and, you know, they would say, we love you, we just don't think you're the right fit. Those days, he was relying on his five senses and making them mean that job didn't exist, that perfect job didn't exist for him. And on the days where he got offered a job interview, the days where he got a second interview, on those days, it was easier to encourage him because what he saw aligned with his faith. But what you have to understand and what you need to hear is that encouragement comes from within. Faith comes from within. Hope is I want to believe. Faith is I do believe. And when you stay in hope for too long, you allow in fear, worry, and doubt to start to seep in. And that can unravel you into fear and negative what if scenarios. What if nobody hires me? What if there's not a job for me? What if everything I hear about the job market is true? And that's not helpful because that's self-defeating. And then you're not going to take the inspired action that you would take if you had faith. Because when my husband had faith, he would apply for jobs. When he had faith, he got his resume professionally done by a resume writer. When he had faith, he would post differently on LinkedIn and post different things on Facebook and take different inspired action. So it's super, super important to always, always, always move from hope into faith. And if you're a faith-based person, like write down the Bible verses that really resonate with you. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord God, to give you hope in the future. For your future days will be better than your previous days. Like really anchor into those truths that you believe with all your heart and meditate on them. Know that you're loved and adored, because the more that you can stay in faith, the more you're going to take inspired action. And the more you take inspired action, the easier it is. It's going to be for you to find that perfect job that you really, really want to have. Number four, do your part. Co-creation, boo. Co-creation, boo. You know, I love The Secret. Secret gets kind of a bad rap these days because it did leave out a lot of pieces of the 12 laws of the universe as opposed to just one, which is the law of attraction. And I gotta say, the beauty of The Secret is that it cracked open the door for a lot of people and made a lot of people question their own faith and their own understanding. And when you question something, you open yourself up to new ways of thinking, new ways of believing, new possibilities, which can be a really beautiful thing. But one of the things that people don't connect with The Secret is the importance of taking action, doing your part. I always tell my one-on-one coaching clients, okay, God will bring the worms, but you got to leave the nest, boo. All right. You got to leave the nest. You got to know it's safe to leave the nest. You got to go and dig. You got to go and find them. They're out there, but you got to find them. You got to do your part. And so when someone's been laid off, it's easy to get defeated and to stop looking. It's easy to, once you get that first rejection, to want to give up, but you can't. And that's why faith, like I said in number three, is so important, but you have to do your part. And for my husband, I was amazed at how he was inspired to do things that other people told him not to do. And the beauty of that is your friends, your family, your experts, they mean well. They're basing their recommendations based on their own previous experiences or what they've heard from other YouTube videos or other podcasts. They're not trying to hurt you or give you bad advice, but you have to let your heart override what other people tell you to do. And so one of the things that my husband did is he went on Indeed. And I didn't tell him this, but even me as a mindset person was like, I'm pretty sure your caliber of job, because my husband is executive level. And I said, I'm pretty sure that Indeed probably doesn't have the jobs for you. And guess where he found his job, you guys? Indeed. Because he trusted his heart and not me. So he also took inspired action by having his resume professionally done. And by the way, resumes are a lot easier to write if you consistently make a habit of celebrating your successes and writing them down periodically with your job. It just makes it so much easier. So do your part. It means apply. It means interview. It means keep on believing. It means to have meetings with people and not forceful meetings where you expect people to give you a job, but just, hey, I want to hang out, hear how you're doing, get any ideas of what maybe you think I should do to help me in my job search. Just remaining open to those possibilities. That's number four. Number five, of seven. What to do when you get laid off. Be honest. Be honest to your creator. Be honest about how you feel day by day. Lay it all out. Be specific. All right. Declare the promises that you want to move from hope into faith. I told my husband, I said, don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to God. And I always tell the people that I'm encouraging, you gotta be honest about where you're at. Because if you're not honest where you're at, and then you ask for directions on how to get where you want to go, you got bad directions, boo, because you lied about where you are. It's like telling your GPS, hey, I'm in Texas, get me to California, and you're really in Florida, and you're just too embarrassed to tell your GPS that you're really in Florida, so you lie to your GPS and tell the GPS that you're in Texas because you think that's what they want to hear, and GPS has no opinion on you. It's going to give you the directions that you asked for, but you're going to get bad and faulty directions when you type in Texas and you're in California, excuse me, and in Florida trying to get to California. So honesty is always the best policy with God and the divine and yourself. Because when you're honest, you allow in love to heal your hurts and your pains. You allow miracles to occur. You allow yourself to receive the help that you need. It's like somebody who has fallen overboard and they're drowning and they're like, no, I'm cool, bro. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm just gonna, you know, tread water. It's fine. Don't worry about me. While they're literally drowning. I mean, that's what you're doing when you're not afraid to be honest about where you're at and how you feel. Because as soon as you're like, yeah, bro, I'm totally drowning. Like, come over here, rescue me. Give me that life preserver. You know, send in the troops. Then you can really get the help that you need, which is amazing. 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 So make sure you're being honest. Number six. Don't believe anybody else's BS. And this is when I really would like to cuss. But I know that this message will get out to more people if I don't. But don't believe everybody else's BS stories, okay? Let me tell you the BS stories that my husband was told as he got laid off. And these were from friends. These were from family. These were for people that we really love and adore. And they were just fear-based thinking. So don't get mad. Don't judge people when they tell you these things. They're saying these things because they want to see you be helpful and successful. Only know in your heart what the best thing is for you to do. But this is what they told my husband. Take a $45,000, $30,000 pay cut. Nobody's going to pay you what you were making at your previous company. The company that you worked for before, good companies like that don't exist anymore. You'll never find it. The position you had before doesn't exist. No, that's not a normal position at a company. So forget about it. My favorite one. You don't have a college degree, so go back to college. Like literally, let's just stop the job search and go into massive debt and get a four-year degree because that's the only solution. The reason why I don't like any of those is because they're all based in limited thinking and fear. Fear of lack. No job, no company like you had before exists. Fear of asking for someone to pay you your worth. No one's going to want to pay you that. Fear of not having the required certification or degree so that people think you're good enough. Go back to college. Fear and the fear of like waiting too, right? When I talked about how he took the first job that was given to him and it turned out to be toxic work culture, that was fear-based a little bit. Because it wasn't in his heart. It wasn't in his heart. He just didn't want to be lazy. Right? Didn't want to put so much pressure on God, on the universe to, you know, he settled. And he settled because he felt like why would God give me something better? She's not healthy. So let me tell you what happened. Not only did my husband get the equivalent job pay, but they created a brand new position for him. He went in for an interview for a different job, and they brought him back in and said, "We love you so much. We don't love you for this job. We're going to create a different job for you." And the company, turns out, the culture and the work environment is very similar to his previous company. And they didn't care that he didn't have a college degree. They didn't care. Now, I had my own limiting belief that I was a little bit nervous about. And I didn't tell him until after he got his job. And what I was nervous about was that, not that he needed a college degree to find a job, I was worried about the algorithms about where you apply for jobs, screening his resume and seeing that it doesn't have a college degree, that he wouldn't even make it to an actual human being. That's what I was scared and worried about. But it didn't matter, because he applied on Indeed and he put in his resume. It didn't have a college degree on it, and he still made it through. So it doesn't matter. And the point in all of this is that God in the universe is way bigger than what other people say. God in the universe is way bigger than what other people say. That is the point of what I am saying to you right now. And so whatever you have in your heart during this crazy situation, whatever crazy idea pops into your head, a phone call to make, a place to apply, a person to have lunch with, do it. Do it, do it, do it. And don't listen to any story that says you're not worthy, you're not lovable, there's not something better out for, there's not something perfect out there for you. Now, it could be that you've been wanting to go back to college. It could be that you wanted to do a career change, and maybe this is a perfect time to do that. That's good too. All I'm saying is don't believe the naysayers, because they don't know what's in your heart. And God doesn't set you up for failure at all. All right. Number 7 or number 1, whichever one you look at it. What do you do once you've been laid off? Now what? Be patient. Be patient. This goes back to the whole door scenario, right? Like, hey, let's open up that door. Be patient, but never waiting. Patient people always get what they want. Always. Patient people always get what they want. The reason why they can afford to be patient is because they know what they want exists and it's already theirs, and it's only a matter of time. It's already theirs and it's only a matter of time. But patient people are never waiting. Waiting means you're not taking action. Patient people are always taking action. Always in faith and trust and belief, they're always taking action and never waiting. And it's because they know it's inevitable that they're loved and adored and that there is going to be the perfect opportunity for them, that they keep going. Because the only time you ever stop taking action toward anything is when you stop believing. That is the only time. So I have so much love for all of you all today. I really hope that the person that I had in mind while I said this, I hope they listen to this, first of all. But for all of you who are listening, thank you for watching show number 2. Save this. Share this with somebody who has recently been laid off or is worried about being laid off, or it might happen in their company. Or maybe if you've been laid off, share this. Let's bring some light, some encouragement, some joy to those people. Let them know they are loved and they are adored, and it is all going to be okay. Oh, I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching for episode 2. I will see you next week for episode 3. See ya.
You have been listening to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with host Brandon Foster on transformationtalkradio.com. Listen or watch live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, where I, help badasses like you with big dreams learn to take their impact and results next level, turning those unrealistic goals into reality. Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. For more information, get in touch with me, Brandon, at BrandonRFoster.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.